Danny F in the flesh, bro. Mm-hmm. In the flesh.
It was years in the making.
That's right. 15, right?
I think it's like 16, maybe. I don't even know.
Bro, I feel old just thinking about that, bro. That's wild. Bro, I remember the process of I posted a post, and then I saw you commented, and you were like, when can I be on the pod? Because I knew I was forgetting someone. I was forgetting someone. And I was like, bro, I gotta book you in, bro. I gotta book you in. You said that you were in the process of making a podcast back in the day?
It was like 2020.
What was it gonna
be? It was gonna probably be about like WWE, maybe.
There you go. What was it gonna be called?
Ooh, I didn't think of a name because I just trashed the idea of making a podcast.
You would have been fire. You would have been fire.
Trashed that idea. I was like, nah.
Was there any like inspirations like going into it? Anyone that you looked up to do a podcast with? Yes, yes, bro. I'll never forget. I'm looking at Joe Rogan's stuff and I'm like, I gotta do this. He's, bro, it's so cool how the WWE and UFC are combined like that. Like, how do you feel? Like, are you into UFC? Because I know you're into WWE.
I love UFC.
Of course.
Favorite fighter is John Jones, hands down.
Is he your GOAT?
He's the GOAT.
Yes, bro. Yes. Do we agree on the same wrestling GOAT? We might agree on the same wrestling GOAT.
Oh, yeah. It's Punk.
Okay. I love Punk.
It's Punk.
But
he can't. So it goes. Are we talking like old wrestlers for GOAT or like new gen?
So like all time. Any era.
John Cena.
Okay. You know what I found out? I found out that WWE is going to plan a Boston pay-per-view for his last match.
We have to go to that.
I'm so down.
Legendary.
I think it's called like Ruthless Aggression. That's when he was wearing those short-ass shorts. And he's like, oh, you're fine. Don't worry. You're fine. You're a famous guy. You're a famous guy. You're getting all the text messages. It's like in the short shorts, it's like Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah, that's when he debuted and smacked Kurt Angle in the face.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. How long have you been into wrestling?
So I was like 5. Now I'm 20 and I still watch it.
That's the. I feel like it's getting better.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think it's because Triple H is in charge now?
The booking's way better.
I'll never forget when I'm going into Providence for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I think that's when you see me walking with the belt.
Yes. I was like, bro, big ass place, so many people in the arena.
People, you're going to run into me.
It was wild, bro. And what kind of belt was it? Was it the regular WWE one?
I think it was the World Heavyweight Championship.
That one's sexy, bro. That one's sexy.
Got that for Christmas.
Yes.
That one for a while. But I'm going to probably get the Universal title.
Is it the one with the red background?
The new one. I think the Undisputed one.
Oh, yes, bro.
I'm going to buy a few.
Yes, sir.
And I have the Money in the Bank briefcase, the green one.
That's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful. Money in the Bank. And our guy has won it twice, Punk. And I thought he was going to win the Royal Rumble. And then Logan Paul, of all people.
Don't get me started on Logan Paul. He broke somebody's camera on his entrance. He smashed somebody's camera.
Legitimately?
Mm-hmm.
Is he paying for it?
I have no idea.
What the fuck? But that's when you know he's doing good because he's being a good heel. You know what I mean?
And then Speed, his fucking leg got cut open when I think Otis threw him over the barricade.
Holy fuck, bro.
See his, like, under the skin. I think it was like two layers that got taken off of him.
What the fuck? Bro.
But him doing that's nuts. For him just being a Twitch streamer, taking that spear from Braun Breaker.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever do anything like that? Like Twitch streaming?
I was thinking about it. I actually have a Twitch account.
Oh, plug it in. What's it called?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I've been on Twitch in, what, like 2 years?
Oh, we'll put you on the plug. Don't worry. We'll put you on the plug. This is big. It's like the live stream stuff.
Where Danny Boy.
Almighty _ Danny Boy. Yes, sir. Because this is an almighty time right here.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, would you do like video games or what would you do on there for the live stream?
It's like, I was talking to a friend that I don't talk to anymore. We were probably going to do like IRL streaming, but if I get the right setup, I'll probably just stream games.
Bro, where would you go? Would you go anywhere specific with the IRL streams or you just like?
Probably just like Boston, maybe New York.
Yes, sir.
The cities.
Bro, you might not believe me, but there was a time where I went all the way to New York for New York pizza. their slices are insane, bro.
I think I went to Connecticut for this burger place.
What's it called?
I forget. I think they got shut down.
Oh no!
Because something happened with the owner, who wasn't paying his bills.
You got me worried. I thought he was like a bad guy. He's like doing some stuff
that he wasn't paying his bills.
Oh shit!
Shut down.
Sometimes those are the best places, not the bad owners.
It's like the people just don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. And you know what I've noticed is a lot of those bomb-ass places
always get shut down.
Not only that, but they'll have like a lot of years of business. Mm-hmm. And then when they sadly pass away, the son or the daughter, they're like...
they don't do anything. The best breakfast place that got shut down, Old Country Buffet.
Bro, it's insane how old we are because there's already been two things since it's left. Buffalo Wild Wings. No one was ever in there. Shout out Mikey.
It's still there in the Westgate Mall parking lot. I never see it. I think they shut it down.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? It's now a Chase Bank. And they're popping in all over the place, you know?
Chase Bank is making a come up.
Exactly. Out of nowhere.
And then I think Dick's Sporting Goods is... No, that there's a Dick's. That was the Sears, I believe.
Yeah. And then... I think now, it's funny you mentioned the Dick's because, you know, when this is being recorded was the day after the Super Bowl, and I was talking to people about how when the Pats won, we go to either Modell's or Dick's.
Mm-hmm.
And Modell's would always have that top shit. And now I think it's going to be Urban Air.
Yeah. I haven't been to a trampoline park in so long.
Would you be down?
Heck yeah. The last time I think I went, I fractured my foot trying to do a front flip.
Damn. What the?
But I still went to the trampoline place with a boot on my foot.
You were still vibing. So if I gave you like a random business call and I was like, hey, brother, what's the word? Let's hit up that new Urban Air place.
Let's do it.
Because I heard it's like a zip line and some shit like that.
Yeah, it takes you around the park.
What the fuck?
We actually done it. I went to the one. So it's in a different town.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of the Super Bowl, how did you feel about the halftime show?
Oh, okay. So... all I got to say is it's very polarizing. Reason being, I'm seeing people either say it was the worst one ever or one of the best. It's going to sound off topic what I'm going to say first, but with WWE, they expect always the best. So they have high expectations, just like the halftime show. They expected so much. I don't think it was that good. What did you think about it?
It definitely put Drake in its place.
Yeah.
Drake was definitely mad when Kendrick said, hey, Drake, and looked at the camera and smiled. He's definitely mad.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy that they were holding it off. They were like, the girls were like, are you sure, Kendrick? Are you sure? And then when he looked at the fucking screen, he said, hey, Drake, SportsCenter even posted.
I was nuts.
Where does Kendrick rank for your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, in my opinion, he's probably not my top five.
I respect it. Same, honestly.
He's definitely top 10 for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely a great artist.
That's true.
But my top, like, number one is Rod Wave.
There you go. Shout out Jace. That was my little cousin. I saw him recently. He was like, put the Rod Wave on the aux, you know?
Well, Rod Wave is amazing.
He was at TD Garden recently, right?
I believe so.
Was Danny F there?
I wish.
Oh, shit. So he's your top dog all time.
Well, not top, like the top, but like I have like Rod Wave, Post Malone. Who else?
He's going to be in Gillette.
I know. I can't wait to that. I hope I can go see him. Take the time off of work to go see that. Because I did go to a Post Malone concert with my family.
When was it?
2-3 years ago. This was when I was in school.
It's funny you say how long ago it was because you might know where I'm going with this. Now he's in the country life and a lot of people.
Great.
Give me some, bro.
I like it.
Bro.
Some of it I don't like, in my opinion, but some of his country music is amazing. Like, what's his name? The other country singer? Is it?
Morgan Wallen?
Yes.
Is that the one where it's like, I had some help?
Huh? Yes, that's a great song.
Bro, because I wasn't sure where you were going to go with it. Because some people, when I ask them what they like for music, they say anything but country.
Oh, I love country music.
Let me give you another one for that, bro. Oh my gosh.
It's not country music. I like that song, Life Could Be Dream.
Was it Live to Be a...
That's my favorite song.
Isn't that like in a famous like childhood movie, right?
No, Cars. It's in Cars.
Oh.
When the whole town's so brand new and the roads are done.
Whoa.
I know too much.
You were unlocking memories I forgot all about, some nostalgic shit, bro.
And it was in that song, I believe it was in Dolphin Tale too.
Wait, why does that sound, Dolphin Tale, why does that sound familiar?
Winter, the dolphin that lost her tail.
What the hell? Bro, I'm in a different dimension right now.
I know a lot.
Do you remember Open Season?
Boogies. Oh, God.
What about, I don't even know if this is the right way to phrase it. Let me pick your brain here.
Let's see.
My favorite Disney movie of all time.
Ooh. Wait, are we talking Disney or Pixar?
I thought that was the same thing.
I think it is the same thing, but I think they have like two different movie sets.
So Pixar.
That's like WALL-E, Up,
okay.
Toy Story, a couple other ones that I don't remember.
If that helps, you haven't mentioned it yet. Out of all those Pixar ones you mentioned, it wasn't the ones you mentioned so far. The idea that I'm thinking in my head will kind of give it away.
Let's see.
The main character is a kid who's white. He's got, how do I say it without making it obvious?
Let's see if I can guess the opposite.
It's a white kid. He's, oh, fuck, how am I? He's smart. He has glasses. If I go any, he has blonde hair.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. What you talking about?
And let's just say, okay, let me give you another hint. So this cracked Apple Watch that I always forget to charge. What can you do on this watch? Like, what's the main part of it?
Going at, is it Ben 10?
No.
Oh, that's a different thing.
So, but like, you can tell time, you know? So time is a huge part of this movie. It's a huge component of it.
You got me stumped.
It's three words in the title. And the second word is the.
Now you got me stumped.
No!
I think I know what you're talking about, but I think I'm a little stumped on this one.
Okay, so there's a Dodgers player from back in the day, one of the most famous sports players of all time.
What, Jackie Robinson?
Yes, so that helps.
Oh, it's not everyone's hero, is it?
No. His last name is in the movie title.
All right, what's the...
What?
Hold on, what's the last name?
What? No, you just said it.
Did I?
Yes.
Hero?
No, you said...
Oh, is it 42?
No, you said, what's Jackie's last name?
Oh, Meet the Robinson.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I
was stumped. I was like... Oh, if you said Spikey here, I would have been like, oh yeah, Meet the Robinsons.
Bro.
Great movie.
And it really gets like you thinking.
And that's funny. I was watching that before I got here.
You're kidding me.
No, I was watching that with my girlfriend.
Oh.
Before I left.
Shit, bro. And wow, what a, are you serious right now? That's fucking insane.
Movie.
Bro, and what a coincidence, because my brother, he loves Back to the Future, which if you kind of think about it.
I like the same thing.
Yeah, it's like the non-animated version of...
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Wow. And then, because you said that you guys watched it before you guys got here. And before you got here, I didn't even know. You know, see, you're smirking. You know what I'm about to say now. I didn't even know you had a girlfriend, bro.
Yeah, it's only been like 2 months.
So what I love to do is when I find out this big information is... It's a coincidence that I found out right before the pod. So I ask, how'd you guys meet?
Cool. We've known each other for, I think, like 10 years.
Wow. Okay. So, you guys, like, start off as friends?
And then we dated for a little bit, broke up, dated again, broke up, became friends, didn't talk to each other for, like, a year or two. Then I texted her out of the blue, like, hey, what you been up to? I miss you. You want to hang out? And she's like, sure.
That's, like, straight out of a movie right there. And you said, oh, maybe we can go watch this podcast together, you know? So she's gonna love that she was mentioning this. Shout out to her. What's her name?
Chrissy. Her name's Chrissy.
Shout out, Chrissy. Wow. Bro, I remember, so when you said, I remember what we were talking about, and you said, oh, yeah, when I was 5. I don't remember what it was about, but I think that.
So when I started going to, like, wrestling events and started watching it.
That might have been around the same time that I met you.
I think it was. That's when you were a counselor at the YMCA camp. I believe so.
That's wild to think about. Yeah, because Stowe and Y, and
for anybody out there, don't work there.
See,
work at that Y.
I felt old when you came up to me years later because I came from my workout and you were like, I just got off of work and you were the archery person. So you being one of my campers to you being the archery guy is insane.
The funny thing about you being a counselor there, I never listened to any other counselor.
Let me give you a third fist pump for that.
Remember getting in trouble and then I ran into the woods and you talked me out of coming out of the woods. I'm standing in thorns.
I remember that. Yeah, because
you're like, I forget what you said. You were like, come on, man, it's okay. Just go to the office. And I just ran up there.
Yeah, that place
is wild.
It's another polarizing place where it's like, there's some things I didn't like about it. Some of the higher ups.
Danielle.
Yeah, see.
Joe's the head of the Y now.
Yeah, because Ellen retired, right?
Now Joe's the head.
Because the thing with me is, you know me, I love everyone. But, you know, it's human nature. There's some things that people do that I'm like, I'm not a fan of.
Danielle did too much. She was very rude to everybody.
I heard that karma came for her and she got fired because she was talking shit about other people and she got caught for it.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
So you were working there when it happened? Like at that year?
Not that year. I started in 23, went into 24, got fired.
Whoa. Do you want to... Is it all right if we get into that?
Yeah, it's kind of like a bad story, but it's funny.
Because I'll talk about my story after yours if you want.
It was a rainy day. The rain had just stopped. I was driving the golf cart around because I had to get trashes. I spun the golf cart around. I hit the brakes like a little too hard. The cart skirted and it hit a counselor.
Really?
Yeah, I had to back the go-kart up, make sure she was okay, and I ran off. I went to the office, put my walkie down, and said, I got to get out of here. And it sure enough.
I don't blame you.
And then the camp director, her name's Isabel Schneider. She is
the
real bitch.
I run into her. She doesn't know who I am, but I know who she is because, you know, it's right in the front where it's like, oh, this is the top dogs of the Y. So I can tell by the name tag who she is.
Well, she wouldn't let us leave the council. Like, she would not leave let the specialists or counselors leave until the camp was picked up. Like, that's not my job. I'm a specialist. I don't take care of these kids. The counselor should be the ones picking up the trash.
So this happened, this golf cart thing, which...
Last year, yeah.
Very lucky, by the way, that you guys had golf carts. That shit never existed when I was there. Wow. Was it one of your friends that...
I don't even know the girl. It was a random counselor that I didn't know.
Really?
By name.
Okay. Wow. So I'm guessing you don't miss that place.
No, not really. The pay was not so good.
I agree.
That pay was terrible. And getting paid every 2 weeks, that was bad.
Bro.
But the first check was pretty decent. It was like $8.81, so it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm. And they have like that ADP app, if I remember correctly.
ADP app. I think I still have that on my phone, but I have to delete it because I don't want nothing to do with that place anymore.
Plus, get more storage on that phone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. So when I was there, you're not going to believe me, but the pay was $8 an hour.
Sure.
That shows how long ago it was.
I think I was getting paid like 15 an hour, maybe. I think I was getting paid like maybe 15 or 16, 25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a part of the parking lot crew. I had to make sure the cars go where they had to go, and parents did not listen.
Bro, it's funny. Some of them think they're so entitled. They think they just own the world. And that same parking lot, I remember the person we were just talking about, Danielle. It was like, I think the last year that 4th of July had, like, camp had 4th of July camp.
That family night.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And there was like this car in a deserted ass parking lot doing donuts.
I remember that.
Yeah. And Danielle was like, when you guys get older, don't do that. I ain't listen to her with that or other things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do a lot of things that I'm not supposed to do, but...
Hey,
it's like...
Who doesn't?
Life to the fullest.
Yeah. That's the thing, because me and you, we got love for everyone, but, like, you know, things happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened with me, which I don't even think I told you this, and there's a lot of people listening that probably don't know about this. There's a select few people that know. So I was there... I started as a camper in 2012.
Yep.
And my last year there was like 2018-ish. So what happened was in 2015, when I was a CIT counselor in training, I was the worst behaved one of all time. Like, I feel bad. I feel bad because I forced it so much. And that's insane. It was 10 years ago, but I made my counselor cry because I wasn't listening. I'd made my own manhunt games.
I remember the manhunt game.
Bro, I would be like, you know what? I just want to play manhunt. I don't feel like doing what's on the schedule today. I'm playing manhunt. And we did this thing called tabletop. Do you know about tabletop?
Yes.
Bro, me and one of my boys, we did like 5 tabletops on the field in like 2 minutes. It was a record. And I got a lot of friends in that CIT group now that sadly weren't my friends back then. Understandable, because I was an ass back then.
I was definitely an ass back at camp. I terrorized everybody.
But we were younger, you know, we were younger. And what happened was the year after Kate Sweeney, which me and her.
I think I remember that name.
Black hair.
Yep.
Me and her. She's a Facebook friend, so I don't know if she'll listen. If she is, shout out Sweeney. The thing is, when I was a camper, she wasn't a fan of me. I wasn't a fan of her either. But as staff, that's when things went for the positive. Because at first, I was so bad my CIT year that they gave me half like day hours. That's when you know, bro, I had to leave at 1. That's how bad I was. And then they saw me stepping up and they were like, hey, do you want to get full day hours? We'll start tomorrow. The reason why they said start tomorrow was because I didn't have a car at the time. They were like, oh, maybe it's too late to get a ride. And I look at her at the pool area, I remember it. And I was like, oh, I'll call my mom right now. I could start today if you want. You could put me on the payroll.
There you go.
And she was like, okay. And a little sidetrack. Do you remember the sleepovers?
Yes. I don't think I ever stayed for, I might have stayed for one, I believe.
There was one of them. It was before the Y got renovated. I wish I was there as a counselor. That would have been so lit. But I was there as a camper. And there was this time when people were starting to fall asleep. And then someone had a Sharpie.
Oh, God, writing on people's face.
Yep. They drew the biggest dicks on their face. And I was like, I hope they don't come for me. And there was this time where it was like 3:30 in the morning. Do you remember Dane?
Yes, I do.
He came in, deep ass voice, like, you guys have camp tomorrow. Go to bed. I don't think we slept at all. And us back then, we had all those energy as kids.
Yeah, sure.
And it was a night.
And that teen room is not a teen room no more.
Teen room.
That was next to the auditorium.
Wait a second.
It was like you can drop your kids off there while your parents go and work out, and they would bring you into the, where the peppercorns was and play the Xbox.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, and they used, oh my gosh. I heard it's not peppercorns anymore either, right?
Jamaican or African spot.
I think the person from peppercorns passed away. I think his name was Gary.
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies, bro.
Kids didn't have food. You'd give them a meal. I remember that.
He's a real one, bro. Those chicken tenders and fries he made. Oh my gosh, bro.
The new place that's in front of Pep, like that was Peppercorns. I heard it was like cockroach infested.
Really?
Cockroaches in the kitchen.
Oh shit! And I think that's like right across the hall from Ellen's old office.
It is.
And the fact that Joe is the top dog now is crazy. Time flies.
Scary.
Bro, with me, I don't know about you. Are you good with faces? Like, I'm really good at faces.
Great with faces.
I'm bad at names sometimes. Like, I'm really good at a face. I see him all the time when I come into a workout, and we make eye contact, but I don't think he remembers me. Like, it's one of those things where I'll see a kid that I remember from a job. And if they're younger, I don't say anything unless they say something because I don't want to seem like I'm a weirdo. You know, if they're older and I'll know they'll remember me, I'll dab them up, say what's up. There was a time we were at Grey Wolf Lodge and the whole family was like, I want to thank you for everything you've done for my child. And it was just the one time I didn't remember them. I was like, whoa, that's when you know we've reached it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was, so I got the full day shift and all that. Fast forward years later, 2018. There's so many people who listen to this that have not heard this. This is all coming out. is how it ended with me. Obviously, it wasn't super bad because I'm still able to go there to work out as a member, but it was 2018. There was a water main break nearby.
I remember that.
And right before it, there was this time where me and my co-counselor, we had the lower camp group, and we were watching them. And usually they tell us, oh, do the numbers every couple minutes because, you know, sometimes they can wander.
Mm-hmm.
And right when we were about to, the water main break happened.
I remember this.
But what was going on during that time was one of our kiddos was with the upper camp group. But not only that, an upper camper was writing obscene stuff on their arm. Like horrible stuff. Like something like, I don't know, like a bunch of swears.
Wow.
And this is towards the end of the day. And it was so crazy because you had to get all the numbers together. We were just counting by heads. Everyone was stressed because it was water main break. You got to make sure you have all your kids. So we went by heads and we were like, oh, we hadn't noticed the Sharpie on the arm. Why would anyone notice that, you know, during a time like that?
He's always drawing themselves.
Exactly. And it was towards the end of the day. And what happened was, I was on the bus. Shout out Bus One Y. My Siri name is still Thomas's Lit. Bus One's the best to this day. Shout out Eddie Bishop. And I went on the bus, didn't think anything of it. Do you remember Ben Green?
Yes, I do remember Ben Green.
I got a text from Ben Green and he said, hey Thomas, we got this word from some parents about some bad stuff on someone's arm in your group. And I was like, what? And in my head, I'm thinking that's news to me. And this is the second to last day of camp.
Sure.
So he's like, okay, me, you, Danielle, and your co-counselor, we're all going to have a meeting at the office in the beginning of the day. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm still going to get ready for the day as I usually do. We're just going to have a talk about it. Go do the rest of my shift. What happened was we get up there and they tell us about everything that happened. And they said, we're going to have to file a, what's it called? A
report.
Not only that, but like an investigation. And I was like, oh, no. Because obviously if we knew this was going to happen, we wouldn't have done it. And I was like, am I able to finish the last day? They're like, you guys have to leave. So I had like, I planned this counselor versus kids football game.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I wasn't involved in that. And then I brought a bunch of munchkins for the kiddos. And I couldn't give those out. So this is like in the beginning of AM care. So we had to leave, but it was the last day. And I had this feeling in my bones looking back at it. This might be the last time I'm ever on this field. I've been here for 5-ish years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking around. There's these certain kids that really looked up to me, and I was trying to hold it in.
Oh, definitely one of them.
Yes, one of my favorites. And I'm looking at them, especially the younger ones. I couldn't tell any of them what was actually going on, but I told them I'm working inside today. So it's like, oh, damn it. So I left, and I still held up hope.
That's still a hard thing to talk about. That's definitely hard.
Yeah, because I thought my goal was to go up the ranks there. You know how much I loved that place. But yeah, that's, and then like, what was it? 2 weeks later, I get a call from Danielle. And bro, I'm going to let it all out on the pod.
Let's hear it.
Everyone cries. You know what I mean? Some people come to me, they think, oh, Thomas, you are like, yeah, everyone does. When Danielle told me, bro, I was bawling so hard, I couldn't even speak. Because I didn't think that day was going to come. I didn't think it was going to end off on those terms. So I was like, bro, what? But we deserved better, bro. If we started our own camp,
that would be lit. Manhunt games would go nuts.
Oh my gosh, bro.
And funny thing about the YMCA camp is the office I used to be on the top of the hill. It's not an office no more.
What is it?
That's a storage shed.
Yuck, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. The office is at the bottom.
So where's the nurse one at then? Is that the one right before ropes?
I believe so. That's the nurse's office.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
And everything else is the same.
They switch.
Like, sports is the same. Archery is the same.
I'll never forget, we were playing this kickball game before open house, and there was someone that kicked it, but they ran third base instead of first, and I was like, this is definitely your first time, you know? What was your thoughts when you finally became a staff? Like, when you weren't a kid anymore, and you were finally a staff?
I feel old.
It's insane how it flew by.
It was so boring. Training was shit.
I don't know if you can relate to this, but, like, with me, I was so bad at discipline because I wanted to be the cool guy, but I knew how to do it. I just had trouble doing it because I liked being the cool guy.
Oh, yeah. I did this. I was the same way.
And the fourth one.
But Charlotte, shout out Charlotte.
She's still there.
Mm-hmm. She's up there now, her and her brother Max.
That's when you know, because she has the name tag. That's when you know you made it big time.
It's like, ooh, I forget what she was. She told me to cut the shit, and I was like, okay.
And she was, I'm sure she said it in a chill way.
Oh, yeah. She was like, Danny, I love you, but you got to stop. I was like, okay.
What, did something happen specifically for her to say that?
Fucking around with one of my old friends that I don't talk to no more.
You know?
He became fake.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Dad, I sold weed from him.
He wouldn't do that.
Well, why don't you steal weed? I make money to buy some. I don't need to steal.
That's right. I'm having a brain fart. Where's Danny F work?
I work at BJ's now.
There you go. Which one? The one in
Taunton, yeah.
That's, bro. Because I remember,
I used to work at Market Basket.
Which one?
And Rainham.
Okay.
With a buddy of yours that you always take a picture of that I always catch.
Who?
Toby.
You're kidding me.
Buy his cash.
Do you know
he works here.
He literally, yeah, he works here. And right before we had this podcast, I was like, are you working today? Sadly, he has the flu. Ooh. But what a coincidence, bro.
Shout out to Toby. That's my guy.
How'd you guys meet?
Market Basket. He worked there too.
He's nice. He's a nice guy.
He's great. He's outgoing. He's a great guy.
He's one of the guys that, like, I come up to him and I'm like, oh, which rooms are open for the podcast? And he's like, oh, it's this one. And he's like the real MVP for that.
And the funny thing is, when he used to do the carts outside, he didn't call them carts. He called them buggies.
I fuck with that.
He used to call them buggies.
Bro, so what I found out is he's adopted.
Yep.
But the dad looks just like him.
It's a coincidence. That's crazy.
That's fine. And they're both legends, bro. And they're both very nice people, bro.
I remember one time at Market Basket, some customer was fucking with Toby, like calling him a retard. And so I was like, that's not.
To his face? Oh my gosh, bro.
I snapped.
Wow. Bro.
Dude, that's a spy.
Especially him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Wow. I don't think he remembers that, but I remember that point blank.
Do you think?
And I almost got fired for that. But the managers just said, you can't do that ever again. I was like, in the circumstances, yes, I can.
You weren't in the wrong. That person was in the wrong. You know what I should do? If I remember after this podcast, we're going to call Toby, and I'm sure he remembers you.
Oh, I love that guy. That's my man's.
How long ago was it that you guys were together?
So I was at Market Basket for like 4 years. So probably like, I've known him like 3 years maybe.
Huh?
I've known him for a little bit. And then he was gone after the fourth. And then I just quit Market Basket because I was not shaving my beard anymore.
Wait. So it was like the firefighting and you have to shave your beard?
Yeah, you have to shave your beard.
I didn't know that was a thing at Market. Are you fucking kidding me?
You have to cover up your tattoos. But he said, but the funny thing about Market Basket, it's so sexist. The girls are not supposed to have fake nails, have their hair down and wear leggings, but they let them do that. But if one of the boys come in with a beard or mustache, they get set out. Or the manager tells them they have to buy a razor from the store and go to the bathroom and shave it. That's what I had to do, but I didn't buy it. I stole the razor, and I'm going to admit that.
It's all coming out in the pod.
I stole it. I was like, you know what? I'm not paying for this if I have to shave my beard for you guys.
Is it just Market Basket or like other stores like that?
I think it's just Market Basket. That's all I know.
That changes how I think of that place.
The only thing you got to wear is a BJ shirt and some cargo pants.
I remember there was a Market Basket time where the camp I went to after Boys and Girls Club was the new camp. And I was over at my friend's house and I get a text from someone who I used to have a crush on. And it was like late. So there's no place to go. She's like, meet me. This sounds bad, but it's not. Just a catch up conversation. She's like, oh, meet me at the West Bridgewater one, West Bridgewater Market Basket. So yeah,
that's a good one. That Market Basket is actually nice.
And it's near Grace.
It is right down the street from Grace.
Which that's one of our similarities. We're both, you know, people who go to Grace. What got you into Grace?
I've been going to Grace for like 10 years now. It's 10, maybe 15, actually.
That is fire, bro. See, I usually do Avon for Pastor Sean. Is that how it is for you? Usually,
Pastor Sean.
He's a legend, bro.
Definitely shows his emotions, which is great.
Exactly. It really,
he's funny.
It feels like very authentic, you know? Because I'd be running into you there sometimes, and you wore the CM Punk shirt. I was like, let's go. That's another similarity that we have, bro. Wow.
Shout out Punk. That's my guy for real. I love
him. That's right. Pepsi Phil.
Yeah, I still hate that tattoo to this day. His Pepsi logo on his arm.
Why, do you like Coca-Cola?
Nah, well, it suits Punk because it's been on him for almost 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what he likes, that's what he likes.
What's funny is I'm actually wearing this jersey.
Yeah, I was like, because he loves them.
He got me into it. I love this design of the colors, bro, you know?
And what were your thoughts on the word Rumble? What was your... Because I think Roman's injured now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because that double stomp to the head to Roman.
Like legitimate or?
I think so.
Oh my.
I didn't look.
Gosh.
You have to search up a clip. It's bad.
No, I saw it, but like if he's like legitimately injured, it's so bad for Mania. A lot of people aren't going
to
see it.
If he's not really injured, I think it's for a storyline leading to Mania.
Could be a triple threat. But I wish it was for a title because I want our boy to main event finally. And if it's not for a title, he's not going to main event. Gosh.
But I hope, in my opinion, I hope Cena gets his 17th title and passes Ric Flair on the all-time list.
That'd be fire. The winner thing is Jay, and I love Jay.
I feel like he definitely deserved that. All the blood, sweat, and tears, he definitely put that over.
Especially with the nickname, now it's finally working. Main event.
Jay Uso.
Exactly, bro. This is... Oh, yeah. Do you see that video where me and Harold came out to... With him?
Yeah, show me.
It was
like, yo, that's Thomas. I seen you on TV when it happened. I was like, no fucking way, this guy's here.
It was insane, bro. It was insane. And he was very nice. Oh? Oh, yeah. I don't know who that was, but we wish them well. We wish them well. Bro, I feel like anyone would have had a problem with the winner. Like, as that event, more than anything, some people have a problem with it. Like, oh, this person, I don't like, you know, but I think...
Problem I had with that event is that Charlotte Flair won. That's the only problem I had. But she definitely didn't deserve that win. There's definitely other women in the division that definitely deserve that.
Only because she's Rick's daughter. That's probably the only reason.
She complained about it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And in my opinion, instead of Nikki Bella returning, it should have been AJ Lee.
I love that.
I would have freaked out.
I love the Alexa Bliss return.
Yes, and... her jacket, that was definitely a special moment for her.
I remember I was in Boston at a comedy club when I found out the news. One of my brother's friends, shut up Brendan, called Harold and told him about Bray's passing, and I was like,
I found out after I woke up. My brother texted me. I had just woken up. He's like, do you know Bray Wyatt? I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, he's dead. I was like, you're fucking with me. He's like, no, send me the link. I was like, wow,
bro. Crazy.
He was on a thing for his heart. If he would have plugged it in, it would have shocked his heart right back up.
Mm-hmm. He could have been the next taker.
Him with the Wyatt 6 would have been unstoppable.
Facts.
I hope they put Alexa Bliss in that because she definitely deserves it.
That'd be fire.
She worked with him longer, except for both us, obviously, because that's his brother.
I always forget that those two are related, you know? And didn't they have a dad who's used to be in WWE, right?
I believe so.
Called like IRS or something?
I think so. But yeah, I think Alexa Bliss should definitely be a part of the Wyatt 6, knowing that she was with Bray for the Fiend era.
Mm-hmm. That'd be lit.
In my opinion, that mask was scary. I hated that mask.
Bro.
Especially at night when you're about to go to bed. In my opinion, that was scary. Like them flashing the lights into his mask. Oh, get out of my face.
And that's how smart he was. He did the firehouse stuff.
Fly Family Funhouse, I believe it was.
Yeah, and he did like a mix of both, bro. He was scary, but also like, you know.
Let him in.
He was so talented, bro. So talented. And bro, those wrestlers, bro, they deserve the best treatment, bro, for all the entertainment they do. What Triple H, hopefully what he does, he's like, you know what? We want all the best food for them. So we'll give them all the Old Country Buffet.
It's that place so much. RIP that place.
Is there any more left?
I don't believe so. I think all of them shut down.
Oh, my gosh.
That used to be the best food place.
Speaking of places that no longer are there anymore, you might be the only person that agrees with me with this. But do you remember the place KB Toys?
Yes.
Thank God. Everyone says no, and I'm like, bro, I swear it existed.
Wasn't it right across from Auntie Anne's Pretzels?
Yes.
And I was right across from Auntie Anne's Pretzels.
I think there was a thing where it's like, if there's no Auntie Anne's in a mall, it's a horrible mall.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I only go to Auntie Anne's for the free samples. That's it.
You get the cinnamon shits, bro? Oh, my gosh, bro.
With the dipping sauce, too. It's great.
What kind?
Ooh, probably just like the...
The marinara? Fifth one. Oh, my gosh, bro. And that's the only thing that's like one of the only things that's keeping Westgate still alive. Because I feel bad for you guys because you guys are in the Taunton area. Rest in peace, Galleria Mall, bro. Rest in peace, bro.
I think they filmed Paul Blart Mall Cop there, too. It was either at that mall or the Braintree one.
Oh, bro. Oh, yeah, because he's from around there, Kevin James, right? I think so. Bro, what a small-ass world, bro. That's insane.
We have John Cena from West Newbury.
That's right. I took a picture with his dad.
I did, too. I have a picture with his dad.
Yes, sir.
And I have a picture with the Godfather, too.
How did that happen?
It was at an indie show. My friend's a wrestler. He calls himself DJ Powers.
Bro, the guy I did episode one with is one of his biggest fans.
What, DJ Powers?
Yep, he has a...
That's my guy.
He has a signed picture.
I grew up with DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Together.
Wait, say that last sentence?
We went to youth group together.
Oh, lit. Because I honestly didn't know what you said, so I was like, huh, what did my boy say? So he, wow. So he's a man of God as well?
I think his sister's definitely into it. I don't know if he's still on that path.
He's a good heel.
And he has two personas, DJ Powers and Lux Virgo. There is two personas.
What's that second one about? I never knew about that second one.
I think his persona is just to be a stuck-up prick to everybody.
Bro, there's some heels that you see crash sometimes, but he'll never
break. He's crazy.
If you were there, would he break character, or he'll probably still continue, right?
When I was walking into one of the in-house shows that he does, he was out front in the lobby getting ready, gave me a fist bump, was like, what's up, bro, thanks for coming. I was like, and then other people walked in, he went right back into character, and he said, forget what he said, he's like, did you guys come here to see me? If not, get the hell out of here. It was funny.
Bro, he's a savage. Was it at the Broughton VFW post?
I believe so. It was either that one or the one in Bridgewater, somewhere in Bridgewater.
They have...
The Betts Club. It was the Betts Club.
Yes. Do you know Teddy Goods? He's in some of the shows.
There was one. It was at some high school. I got to see Tommy Dreamer. He came out.
So the Grace Church connection and the person I'm about to mention, she always listens to the podcast. And every time she hears a familiar name mentioned, she's like, all caps, blank mention. So I'm finally going to give her her first mention.
See you when I see
you. I think you do from Grace Church, but... Bailey.
Yes.
Bailey. My ex-girlfriend. Did you know that we did?
I think so. I remember you telling me something about that.
And now great friends. And what was I going to relate?
She's like, doesn't she have a baby name?
Yes.
Yeah, I see her all the time at Grace.
What was it? There was... So you were talking about Braintree? No, you're talking about Bridgewater. Oh, yes. Now I remember. So me and her in 2017, we went to go meet Punk in Long Island. And one of the people I met that same day was Tommy Dreamer. So he was there. Ryback was also in the building. And you know how...
Ryback. I miss him so much in wrestling. Well, but he always injured Punk.
Yes, bro. We're true Punk fans. It's the sixth one. Did you hear about... how he feels about Ryback, bro.
He hates his guy. He fucking despises Ryback.
They were like a couple tables away. I was like, oh shit, bro. And this is in 2017 too.
They definitely would fit. I know Punk was a USC fighter, but if they got into a legitimate fight, Ryback would whoop his ass.
Bro, those UFC fights, I literally paid for the pay-per-views just for Punk's fight, even though he lost, you know? Bro. And he did, I think he did like comic books as well.
I believe so.
Yeah, this, I don't know how you feel about this, bro. When he lost that title.
Which one?
The long reign, the 434 days.
That one, yeah.
The thing is, losing to Taker, I understand. That's the streak.
Oh, yeah.
Losing to Brock, I understand.
That, in my opinion, should not have happened. I feel like it definitely should have went up further and then have somebody else that was ready for it. Because Taker even said he didn't want Brock to win that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I can kind of understand because they wanted Brock to look strong. But the one I completely don't get is Rock winning the title, bro.
Which title? Which one was this? Was this like recent?
At the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. He definitely should not have won that title.
That was fucking insane. That was, bro. I'll never forgive Vince for that. He was at the Super Bowl. The balls that he has to show up to Super Bowl after all. Yeah.
He was there?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. So the allegation case is going, that's still going on.
It's ballsy, bro. That's insane. I would never be in that situation, but if I ever was, I would never show my face.
Me neither.
I'd be so scared too. You know? Be wild, bro. When you were pulling up the sweatshirt.
Which side?
I think it's that one, right? Yeah, so when you pulled it up, I saw that beautiful ass tat, which I think that was the last time.
We saw each other. That was the day of my birthday when I turned 20.
Yes, sir.
That was the last time we saw each other.
Wow, bro.
This took 3.5 hours to get.
They did a great ass job. Holy shit, bro. Everything is possible for the one who believes. Let's go, bro.
It hurt so bad, but once you wiped the cold water on it, it felt so good.
How long, isn't it true, like, with certain tattoos, like, they gotta, like, put something over for a decent amount of time?
Like, a couple weeks, yeah, it's like some ceramic wrap. And then once it comes off, you have to put some ointment on it, so it doesn't peel.
Bro, after that whole process was over, you were probably, like, you know?
Yeah, I was showing it off. But I gotta get a new one right here for my friend DJ.
What happened?
He passed away from leukemia.
Oh, shit.
At age 17.
Sorry for your loss. Wow.
So I'm going to make a memorial for him right there. It's going to say, long live DJ.
Wow, bro. Was that recent?
Mm-hmm. Last year.
Oh my gosh, bro. But on the good side of things, though, I found out, because I was like, you know what? My guy Danny F, I saw you are now an uncle.
Yes. Now an uncle.
Oh, shit. So...
Well, technically, I already was an uncle, but I can't see my nephew because he lives in Puerto Rico with my brother. But now I can officially be like an actual uncle to a child I can see.
So, what's the feeling like?
Oh, it's great, but I didn't get to see him for like a couple weeks because I have work and I'm never home. I'm always at my girlfriend's house.
Is she also Taunton Raynham area?
Yeah. Took probably like 22 minutes to get here, so she's like not that far.
Okay. Yeah, because my goal is to make sure that the guests, they don't really have to go that far, you know? And when I saw your comment, and I was like, bro, I have to fit you in, bro. I have to.
Even if it was far, I'll make that sacrifice.
Bro, because I always forget. I always forget, because you mentioned numbers, how long it took to get here. I always, like, forget, like, the gap between us with age.
Definitely significantly different. I think it was, what, 5 years, 6 year difference, maybe?
Yes. How old do you think I am?
24.
Close, 25. It's like that SpongeBob
thing. It's 5 years. Well, it's technically 6 years because, well, no, it's five because
mm-hmm.
Turned 21 this year. Eesh.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm like saying that.
What are you going to do?
Definitely go hard for the 21st. I'm definitely going to go out.
I'm going to do, like, some people do, like, casino. Some people do, like...
Yeah, I have a gambling addiction. I think I have to stay away from the casino.
I almost went all out on DraftKings yesterday for the Super Bowl. I almost did.
My parlay was great.
You booked it? You got it? Wasn't there a big one you got recently?
I think so. I think it was this upcoming one. It was $5,000.
What? And you got it. You won.
Great.
Bro.
I had two different parlays. I had the main one and then like a one that I didn't care about. It was like the Chiefs won't score, Patrick Mahomes getting sacked, that hit. And then them not getting like so many rushing yards, but that one fumbled, but the other one was great.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the result. How were you on that?
Oh, it was great. We had Saquon Barkley over 150 rushing yards, 3 interceptions, seven tackles.
I think so.
Yeah, what it's called. It's on the top of my head.
Turnovers?
No, it was like the 3 interceptions, sacks. There we go.
Yes. Because I'm a huge Brady guy, bro. I can't let Pat, you know, get near him.
And now we finally see the NFL. It's not scripted. And the refs finally called the fair game.
Can you imagine the uproar if they did 3-peat from a
thing? I was not watching football anymore.
It would have been like, yuck, bro. Get this shit out of my face, bro.
Watching football anymore.
Because you know how you mentioned that Toby works here? I randomly just remembered there's someone that we both know that goes here.
Is it from camp?
The camp that I went to after the Y. So you're one of my greatest story viewers, and you're one of my greatest Instagram live viewers. And I think...
Is it Tim?
Yes. Well, no. So he doesn't go here. That's actually one of them. Tim.
Love Tim.
He's fucking awesome, bro.
I went to school with him.
He's amazing, bro.
He's hilarious.
I love his energy. Love his energy.
Shout out to him.
Yes, sir, bro. His last name starts with an L, but he's a walking W. It just came to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just forget the name.
What? Oh, no. Tim's last name starts with an L.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a coincidence because the next person I'm about to mention, his first name starts with an L. And he goes here.
Do I know him?
Yeah.
Is he older or younger than me?
I think he's just around the same age. It's L A U R.
Laurent?
Yes.
Oh, Laurent.
Bro. Is that also from school? I think.
Did he go to Tottenham?
I think so.
Is he tall, dark skin?
Yeah.
Short hair?
I think so.
I think I know Laurent. What's his last name? Do you know his last name?
I don't remember. All I know is he was one of my coworkers at Camp Riverside.
And he went to Tottenham?
Yeah.
Probably is Laurent. I know Laurent.
Yeah, he goes here. I saw him walking.
I have a picture of him on my phone. It was like costume day. He came in a dress.
Really?
And I have that picture to this day.
He's a legend, bro. He was walking to class one day, and it was a long walk. So I was like, fuck it. Let me pick up this legend. I just parked right on the long side. And I was like, come in. And it was lit.
Yeah, you did take a picture of Laurent once. And I was like, hey, I know him. He's from our school. I remember that.
Oh, shit. You know what else I remember? That Instagram Live I did. And I was in a CVS.
And you had the Burger King crown on.
Oh.
Bro. Shit. My hair was longer. I cut all my hair off. But it looks messy now.
Bro, you saying that just made me realize I forgot that you had longer hair. Holy fuck, bro. Holy fuck. Now I'm just looking.
See the difference?
Sure.
It might be a little messy, but cut it short.
I fuck with it. Holy shit, bro. Are you used to it? Like,
oh, yeah. But I always keep this on because I wear this at work, put my AirPods, and even though we're not supposed to do that, but...
Hey, they don't know.
Fuck it.
Yeah, they have no idea.
That helps me get through my shift.
And it's a bunch of Rod Wave?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. Put my playlist on Spotify and just go for it.
Bro, I'm new to Spotify because I used to do Musi. Do you know Musi?
Mm-hmm. I hated the ads.
But yeah. And then I got a new phone. But it's not on the App Store anymore. So now
it's Spotify?
Yeah, so now I have to do Spotify. So, bro, You gotta send me that playlist, bro. What it
has 192 songs.
Oh shit! Do you like my guy Juice WRLD?
I love Juice WRLD. R.I.P. him.
Facts. Are you a fan of his unreleased?
What the one that they just released for him?
No, I mean like his unreleased songs.
They're all right.
I gotta put you on, bro.
They're definitely all right.
His mom says something about like, oh, try not to listen to the unreleased. It's so hard because in my opinion, it's better than the release, bro.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. If Rod Wave was in this fucking room right now, what would you say to him?
Oh, I'd definitely tell him that he definitely puts effort into his song and his emotions. If you listen to it, it's great.
I have trouble listening to the lyrics. Are you like a lyrics or beat guy?
I'm a lyrics guy.
Shit. Because they have like a hidden story behind it, you know? You know what?
His greatest songs are three. How the Game, 25, and Great Gatsby.
Oh, shit. Wait. Oh, shit, bro. Yeah, Great Gatsby. What a coincidence, because I think...
That's a great movie.
That's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio? Yeah, my little cousin. He was like the one that I have this bracelet from, Jay Strong.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have brain cancer. Gladly, he's good now.
There we go.
We were driving recently, and he's like, oh, put that Rod Wave on. Put on a Great Gatsby.
It's a great song.
I had no idea what to expect. I was like, oh, shit, let me check it out, you know?
The Party of a Century.
Oh, shit, bro. And you saying Rod Wave, you may put me on to Rod Wave. I'm going to listen to that on the ride home after this.
That's a great, either Great Gatsby or 25. That's me and my girlfriend's favorite song.
This is what's interesting. Some people say opposites attract, but... Isn't it easier when people have the similarities? Like, are you guys more similar than...
Kind of. She's sometimes different, but that's okay.
Is she extrovert or introvert?
She's extrovert.
You're not going to believe me. I'm actually ambivert. You know what that is? It's a mix of both.
Oh, I'm definitely both then, because I'm definitely both.
When do you feel like you're most social?
Ooh... I think when I'm around my family, I'm definitely more social around them. But if I'm not around them, I don't talk to anybody.
Because I didn't know that you had a brother. I thought it was just you and the three sisters.
No, well, it's on, I don't talk to this guy no more, but it's on his side of the family. He had him with another lady a while back.
Huh? There's, and... Did all four of you guys go to camp? Because I remember your younger sisters did.
I don't think Lily did. She might have.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it was just me, Destiny, and Cariana.
I remember Destiny used to work front desk of the Y.
Now she works at Southeastern.
Really? Where'd she go? Did she go to BHS? I don't remember.
Yeah, she went to BHS, graduated, I think, at the top of her classes, and then she came here and graduated at the top of her classes.
That's awesome, bro. What does she do at...
She's like a counselor. That's
fire, bro.
But the crazy thing is, of her graduating from here, I think she got magna cum laude. I think that's what her thing was.
Yeah.
Which is fire.
Yeah, that's like one of the best ones, I think. And I think...
Wow. She was a smart ass. I think she said her GPA was like 5, which is...
That's legendary, bro.
Wild. Mine's just bad. Mine's like a 1.something.
Hey, mine's not the highest either. It's okay. It's fine.
Because he's 17, his is a 3.75.
Really?
And if you give him a flag quiz, oh my.
Flag quiz?
He knows every flag, even flags I didn't even know about.
Really?
Shout out Fred.
There you go. Shout out Fred.
He's smart as hell.
Bro, this is the thing. So my GPA isn't the best, but everyone's a genius in their own way. Because the legendary Destiny is great at academics.
Oh, sure.
And you're good at things too.
I'm all right. Like, I know math well. Like, I know like the first, like everybody hates me for knowing this. Like, I know the first like 10-ish numbers of pi. Not a lot of people know it.
So... Oh, what's after the 3.14?
Let's see if you can try and guess. Let's see.
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe is the one after 2?
It's 3.14159265 3.
Holy shit. How do you remember that?
I just get things stuck in my head that I shouldn't remember.
Do you remember PEMDAS?
Please excuse me.
My dear Aunt Sally. Yep. That's right. Yeah, everyone's talented in their own way. Everyone's got their own talent.
Like, there was a song for PEMDAS too. I remember that back in elementary school. I hated it. I just don't know how the song went because I never listened to it. I always walked out of the classroom.
So when that's a cool segue because you guys weren't always taught, obviously, right?
We moved once I graduated middle school. So that's when I was in seventh grade because the teachers, like the system is not great.
Yeah, there's some bad stuff about Brockton schools. Not all, but some.
Like West Junior High was not great at all.
So that's the thing. So you went there for sixth and seventh, right?
Yeah, but for seventh grade, I guess I had too many anger issues, but which is normal because I'm at that age where stress is kicking in. I had to get in the room where they can strain you. Oh my God. They would piss me off for no reason. Like, it was like quiet time. I took out a book so I could keep myself occupied. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, you can't do that. And then whatever happened, they ripped the book out of my hand, walked to the corner. They're like, your family's you're a disappointment to your family.
They said that to you? What the hell?
So I was going to throw a desk at them, but I didn't. I was like, mm-mm. Walked out of the class, walked out of the school. They called my mom, and my mom didn't get mad at me.
Bro, the thing is, like, with school, it's so tough because you got a classroom with a bunch of different personalities, and they want everyone, they're trying their best pretty much to want everyone to be, like, the same. Like, you got to pass all the tests, you got to do all this, but, like, everyone's different, bro. And I hate that they treated you like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you go for elementary?
I went to two different elementary schools. I went to the Angelo, and then that was bad. Oh, my God. Let's not get into that.
Oh, shit.
And then I went to the Arnon.
Okay.
Yeah, the Brockton Courthouse.
Wait, what happened?
The Arnon School. Yeah, the Brockton Courthouse. That's the school I went to.
Oh, I thought you made, like, a joke and said that the third elementary school you went was the Brockton Courthouse. I was like, what? What happened?
I don't be getting in that trouble. I'd just be to myself, drive wherever I want.
Yeah, you're a good guy. You're a good guy.
So the only thing I do is go home or just go to my girlfriend's house and hang there.
That's why I'm honored that you're here today, you know, because what I try to remember to tell people every time they're on is, like, they could be doing so many other things.
Oh, yeah.
But they're here for the Peterson podium. And I'll never forget. I know I already mentioned it, but, like, when I saw on the text notifications that you commented, I was like, I got to fucking get him on. And what a coincidence. I try my best to keep all of the people a surprise. Someone that you might remember from the Y, I literally ran into at the library at BSU today. And he sent me a message saying that he wanted to be on the pod. So I set up a date with him.
There you go.
So I can't give it away if you know. You probably do know him, but, you know.
We could talk about that after.
That's right. That's right.
We'll talk about after.
There's, bro. Because obviously, like you said, we saw each other the day you got the tattoo.
Yeah, I remember texting you. You want to meet up real quick? I remember that.
That was fun. Because I wanted to see you on your birthday because I wasn't free like later on. So I fit it in. And I think the first time I saw you in a long, long time was, I don't even know if you remember this. It was, what was it? I think it was like 2023. I went to Texas Roadhouse.
Yes, I have that picture still.
Yes.
It was in the maroon YMCA camp t-shirt. I still have that picture.
Yes, sir.
Pull it up.
I was so lit seeing you, bro. I was like, oh, let's go. I was so happy.
I definitely have that picture.
Because I don't remember what it was. I'm going to go behind the scenes. I wasn't having the best day that day, but seeing you that day, I was like, let's go. That hyped me up, bro.
I remember that. I still have the picture to this day. I remember screenshot. Here's the picture of us in the live when you had the...
Oh, shit. And behind the scenes, that same day, I looked at my face. I was like, I got to lose some weight, bro. Because I looked at myself. I was like, bro, there's too much fat in my face. You know? And that, wow, I had to
look. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was when I was practically bald, too. I got longer hair and you got shorter hair. That's such a difference.
It's bad. My hair, oh, my God.
It's not bad at all, my friend. It's not bad. No worries, my friend. Yeah, but, yeah. Tim was in there. Who was the?
It was me with the crazy long hair.
Oh my gosh.
And then it was your friend.
Yeah, Josh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, bro. Wow, this is That was like an all-time moment because you always would join.
I'd always say, "What's up?" Hang out for a while, and then I would just be on my way.
Because you, like, that's the thing, because you could be doing so many other things, bro, but you were like, you know what? I'm going to join the live.
Oh, I always joined and always said, "What's up?"
And yeah, I appreciate that, my friend. There's, I have a question for you. You might know where I'm going with this, because if you do, it's still cool. If you don't, it makes it even more special.
It's here.
Question that I ask everyone that joins: what makes life so beautiful?
Oh, probably my mom,
Huh?
for sure. She's been through things that with me and obviously her past, and still keep a smile.
I like that. I like that. What are some like tactics for your mind that you do if you go through like tough times? Like, what do you tell yourself? Like,
I think I just like sit in my room, I cry, and I'll put some sad music on just to get the cries out. And then I'd text my little cousin to ask them if they want to play video games. And they say, sure. That's pretty much it. Or I just go for walks.
Walks are so
Around the
therapeutic,
sun
bruh.
at night, it's great. But I can't do it where I'm at because there's too many coyotes and I'm not.
Oh shit. There's what video games do you guys play?
Fortnite, I haven't been on my game in like months. I just got college football. I'd be playing Call of Duty, 2K, play a lot. Helldivers,
Are you PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation,
Oh,
PS5.
so it's actually kind of good that you haven't been on in a couple months because you hurt.
That's a PSN network for now for 20 hours.
Oh fuck. And how old is your little cousins?
17, they're both 17.
Oh, that was
Oh, is that what we're talking about? Yeah.
the
The
smart.
smart flat guy. Yeah.
Oh shit. So how were they reacting towards it?
Do you mean?
Like when the thing was happening on the networks, like were they like,
They're both Xbox players, so they don't care.
wait, they have both?
They both have, there's two of them.
Oh,
Twins.
so one of them has.
They both have Xboxes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were PlayStation.
No, they both have Xboxes.
Wait, if you don't mind me asking, are they Brockton kids?
Yes.
Wait a second. I might know them.
Manny and Freddie Noyce Rodriguez.
Oh, I don't. I don't know, because there's.
They go to BHS. They're very tall.
I don't. I thought I did, because there are a set of twins that I know from Brockton that might be around that age now. I don't remember their names. Well, I do, but I don't, if that makes sense. You know?
I know what you mean.
But this is some legendary stuff, my friend.
There for sure.
And I got nothing but love for my guy Danny F. And I'm
Yeah.
oh that was our seventh one, I
I
think.
believe so.
And some behind the scenes that I've never said on the pod. People who have been on, they sign the back. Viewers don't know yet, but you signed it and you put OG Y Camp.
OGY Cam.
Thank God for the Y Camp. We got some people there we're not a big fan of, but we're grateful for it, you know? We're grateful.
Yes, we are.
And I'm grateful for you, my friend.
Of course, I'm grateful for you too, my guy. Here's the eighth one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's true, that's true. Is there anything else that my friend wants to say?
No, just everybody should just stay humble and always stay focused. That's pretty much it.
I like that.
Live life to the fullest.
Very, very well said. Thank you for joining,
Of
and
course.
thank you to whoever's listening, and also enjoy life.
Bye.